Hi, so in this video, we're going to be taking a deeper look into how it is that you actually work, why it is that you're currently experiencing the outcomes that you're experiencing in your life, why you've got the results that you've got, why things are for you the way that things are for you. I mean, sometimes in life it can be very, very easy just, you know, to accept our circumstances and say things like, oh, you know, this is how things are, life's just turned out for me this way, and you know, it's just because this is just the way that I am, this is just who I am, it's who I was born to be. You know, I couldn't go for that job, I'm not good enough to go for that job. Oh, I just don't think that I'd be good enough to be accepted by this group of people. Oh, I couldn't achieve that goal. So we end up pretty much living life sitting on this ledge in the background somewhere as we watch the world go by and all these other people doing all these great and phenomenal things that we secretly wish that we were also doing. As we secretly wish that we were good enough to be doing these things, or even just good enough to be doing the things that we are passionate about or the things that we are interested in. You know, it's funny how in life, many people feel depressed. They'll say, you know, I am depressed, and they'll go to the doctors and they'll get some medication, you know, to cure this illness that they've caught, depression, which you can't catch, by the way. It's just an emotional state. Well, we're going to come on to this and in a couple of videos time, I'm going to show you exactly how your emotions work. But for now, what we're just going to look is, and what we're just going to look at is why it is that you experience the outcomes that you're currently experiencing. You know, as I've mentioned, some people get depressed when they, you know, have a certain outcome that they didn't get the date, they didn't get the promotion, whatever it is, and they feel depressed about it. But you know, the outcomes aren't actually the problem. They're not the problem for us. They never have been the problem for us. Because if you think about it, it's our actions. It's our actions and our behaviours that determine our outcomes in life. And this is very true. Let's just see if this links. Oh, it absolutely does. If you think about it, the outcomes that you've got in your life, think of one of your own outcomes at the moment that's perhaps less than ideal. What part are you playing in this? How are you behaving? What are you doing that's determining this outcome? Or what are you not doing that's played a part in determining this outcome? But it's true. The actions that you take or your inactions will determine the outcomes that you experience. And ultimately, the outcomes that you experience are going to play an influential part in your emotional well-being. If you feel confident enough, if you feel good enough, if you feel secure within yourself. But you see, even the actions within themselves, now they're not standalone things, because you see, our actions will always be based upon how it is that we feel. You see, if we feel confident enough to jump from here to over there, then we're going to do it. But if we don't feel that we are good enough or strong enough to make that leap, then we're not going to take it. So you see, every action that we take, or inaction, is based upon how we are feeling. So what we're saying here is that our feelings will determine our actions. And they will. Now, you see, these actions, now I'm just going to try and spell this out and strip it down as simplistically as possible, so hope you can see. But there's two forms of action that you can take. You can take reactive actions, all right, which are generally going to be very emotionally led. You feel fearful or whatever, kind of like that flight or fight response. You just, you know, emotionally react to something, or you're going to respond. Which will be more calculated, it will be well thought out, and based upon something more than just an emotion. So you see, our feelings determine our actions. How we feel whether we feel confident. If we feel confident, we're going to be more inclined to respond calmly and wisely in a well-calculated way to make a well-calculated and a well-informed choice as to what action that we take. But if we're emotionally led, fearful, not feeling good enough, we might be clutching at straws and just react in a way that might not actually be that particularly helpful and might even go against what it is that we're ultimately even trying to achieve. But you see, our feelings aren't standalone things either, and we are not our feelings. We are not our actions, and we are not our outcomes. We are not even our thoughts, but you see, it's actually our thoughts that determine our feelings. Our thoughts determine our feelings. Now, to emphasize this, what I'm going to do is just a short little exercise. And if you're in work right now, or if you're at home, I'm hoping that you're going to be able to play with me in this one. All right. I'm just going to ask you to trust me. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes. Okay. Close your eyes. Now that your eyes have closed, what I'm going to ask you to focus on and think about is the happiest day of your life. Just think about the best time you've ever had, who you were with, where you were at, who was there, what you were doing, how you were feeling, what you were achieving. Just see what you were seeing, hear what you were hearing, feel what you were feeling back then, and just stay there just for another 10, 15 seconds, if you can. Just thinking about that phenomenal experience, that greatest day you've ever had. And just become aware of how it is that you're actually feeling. Now, if I could just get you to come out of that and just come back into the room again, I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes again. So just close your eyes again. That's right. No peeking. Close your eyes again. What I want you to focus on this time is something that just absolutely terrifies you. This might be failure. It might just be, you know, something you've experienced in your past, a real letdown, or someone just went against you, someone really disappointed you. Just a horrible experience. It was just absolutely horrible, soul-destroying it was. How you were feeling, who was there, what this person said to you, what they didn't say to you, but you actually wanted them to say. And again, as you're focusing on this experience, whatever it is, whatever the scenario is, whatever it is, I just want you to focus on how you're feeling. Just become aware of how it is that you're feeling. So, just come back into the room. Now that was just a couple of minutes that we kind of done that for. What I was actually trying to illustrate and show you is that what you focus on, you feel. Now, there's a good chance, if you played along with this exercise, and I really hope that you did, was that you would have focused on two very different scenarios, two very different situations. One that was just phenomenal, where everything was going your way, everything was phenomenal, and the other one, which just wasn't so. But you see, what you focused on would have brought about two very different emotional states. Now, you see, what you had to do there was you had to think. First and foremost, you had to think about the good experience, and then you had to think about the not-so-good experience. And whether you were thinking about the good experience or the not-so-good experience, a feeling will then have followed. Now, we didn't really give that too long to really, really enhance and show this, you know, in such a complex way as what we otherwise could have done, But imagine if you were just to focus on the negative, on that negative experience. If you were just to focus on that and think about it and dwell upon it for the rest of the day, how do you reckon you'd be feeling tonight when you get home? There's probably a pretty good chance that you would be, you'd be feeling not too good about yourself. Because this is how we work. This is how we operate as human beings. Our thoughts determine our feelings. Our feelings will determine how we choose to respond or react to any circumstance or situation that we find ourselves in. And then we take action. And it's our actions that determine the outcomes that we experience in our life. But you see, to make this little circle complete, our outcomes, we then in turn have thoughts about. So you see, if the outcomes are what we wanted, they've just kind of worked out great, then we're going to, again, feel on top of the world because we're thinking, well, haven't I just done well for myself? Haven't I just done a great job here? However, if our outcomes aren't what we wanted, we feel let down, we're disappointed, they weren't what we wanted, what we're going to think about ourselves? I'm not good enough. Oh, I couldn't even do this thing. I'm useless, I'm worthless, I'm blah, blah, blah. And then how do we feel? Low, don't we? We feel insecure, unconfident, we feel low self-esteem, all these sorts of things. And when we're feeling like that, how do you think we'd be likely to respond or react the next time we find ourselves in a similar situation? Well, the answer to that question is up to you. I know how I respond. If I fail once, well, I could just be a random failure. If I fail twice, that could be a coincidence. But if I fail three times, what I'm noticing now is a pattern. And we don't like patterns, especially patterns of failure. Because if we fail three times in a row, then that might, it may, or it may not mean something about who it is that we are. So in this video, just to wrap up, I just want to illustrate how, you know, you are not your feelings, you are not your thoughts, you are not your behaviours, and you are not your life's outcomes. You are you, but you do have thoughts, you do have feelings, you do take actions, and you do get outcomes. But how you choose to think, which we're going to cover in the next video, will determine how you feel. And how you feel will determine how you respond or react to the circumstances or situations that you find yourself in. And then in turn, how you choose to respond or react to the circumstances or situations that you find yourself in will determine your life's outcomes, whether good or bad. So in the next video, we're going to be exploring this area. We're going to be looking at how to police your thoughts. So until then, see you soon.